Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast tonight. This is your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. At this time, we want to prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. Whatever you're doing, just put it aside for a few minutes while we go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence, thanking you for another day, thanking you for how you blessed and kept us. You took us through this day. We thank you for your love and your mercy. We thank you for all that you have done for us. We are not worthy, but we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your mercy. We pray that you look upon us tonight, O Lord. We pray that you'll have your way and let your will be done. Oh, my God, stretch out your mighty hand. Touch us tonight. Let your spirit prevail. Let your blood cover tonight, O Lord. Wash away sins and blot out of transgressions. Be merciful tonight, O Lord. Save to the uttermost. Somebody want to be saved. Somebody want to be delivered tonight. We know thou art a deliverer. We know you got the power. Oh, my God, you said you are the saving strength of your people. We know you're able, Jesus. Glory to God. Have your way tonight. Move in a mighty way. Prevail. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Move, Jesus, while we're praying, Lord. While we're down here waiting on you, we want you to move, Lord. Come to our rescue. Save to the uttermost. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Somebody want to be saved. Somebody want to be healed. Somebody want to be delivered tonight. We know thou art a deliverer. We know you got the power. We know you're able tonight, O Lord. You can do everything. We're trusting in your word. Your word cannot lie. Your word cannot fail. We're down here, O Lord, trusting in your word. Your word is going to stand when everything else goes down. We're depending on you tonight, Jesus. Come to our rescue, O Lord. Hear our prayer, Lord. While we're calling unto you, Lord, you said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We believe you today. We take you at your word in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, send life. Send your anointing. Take full control, Lord. Meet us here tonight, Jesus. We know you're able, Lord. Jesus, have mercy tonight, oh Lord, on that soul that is crying out for help, that soul that is troubled in mind. We need you to touch, Lord. Save to the uttermost, oh Lord. Send salvation in the name of Jesus. Help somebody to open up their heart. Help them, oh Lord, to give themselves unto you before it's too late. Help them to run for their life. Let them realize that the time is drawing nigh. Hallelujah. Help them, Lord, to seek your faith. Help them, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Help them to come to you, Lord. Help them to heed the call. Help them to draw nigh unto you. We know thou art able tonight. We pray that you continue to touch and bless, that you will send your word, send your anointing, take full control of this broadcast. Meet us here tonight. Let us help us, O Lord, to send up the praises unto thy name. Help us to exalt your name, for thou art worthy, and your name is worthy to be praised. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for this prayer, Lord. We thank you for your mercy. Thank you for another chance, oh Lord, to praise your name. Thank you for another chance to send up our prayers, oh Lord, and our communications unto you. Help us, oh Lord, to take you at your word. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh Lord. This prayer we pray, oh Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist May. And at this time, we're going to have the opening scripture, and I'm going to be reading the first book of Psalms. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Thank the Lord for the reading of the first book of Psalms.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the reading of the word of God. God's word is precious. Praise the Lord. At this time, you're going to have some announcements, and we want to remember those that are on the prayer list. If you'd like to tune into this broadcast, you can go online and you can dial in or go to the website, www.graceradio5, and that's the number 5. And you could tune into the Gospel Truth broadcast. And if you'd like to be on the conference line, you can dial 701-802-5175. The access code is 5847681 pound. Feel free to join in on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m., also Sunday night at 7 p.m. Also, we like to remember in our prayers, we want to pray for these souls because we're living in praying times and people are going through so many different things in their lives, so many trials and tests and difficulties. We want to remember them in prayer. Dr. Alice Tolbert, Seti Lawhorn, Stephen Allen Sr., Charles Morris, Titus Edmonds Sr., Larry Denson, Sister Rhoda Consanga, Ventria Blackshear, the bereaved family of Marva Gordon, and the Anderson family. We want to keep them in our prayers. Sister White and her family. Also, Sheree McFadden Freeman. We want to remember her, the married daughter's husband, which was her son-in-law, who passed away suddenly. So we want to pray for them, all of them that are on the Reed prayer list. And also we want to pray for Darla Merle and her mother. We know that prayer changes things, so let us continue in prayer for them. At this time, we're going to have words of encouragement coming through Evangelist Cynthia Edmonds.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
I really love the Lord. I really love the Lord. Put on the gave me the victory. I love him. I love him. I really love the Lord.
For that song of praise. I really love the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. That's the song that was on my heart. I want to encourage you out there that are listening tonight. Amen. Just put your mind, bring your mind in and put it on the Lord.
Yes.
And hear what thus saith the Lord. I want to encourage you, whatever you need from the Lord tonight, to seek the Lord on the word. Whatever you desire of the Lord tonight. Amen. Listen attentively to the word of God. And see that you'll find your blessing in the word of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want to encourage you tonight to love the Lord with all thine heart and thy mind and thy soul.
Yes.
Amen. Just love him and keep his commandments. Because Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments.
Amen.
And his commandments, they are not grievous. Amen. They're easy to keep.
Amen.
It's not hard to do. Amen. And I just thank God for this service tonight. I thank God for all the listeners out there.
Yes.
Amen. If you're sick in your body tonight,
yes,
and if you need a healing,
yes,
for your soul tonight, amen. Even if you want to stand in a gap for somebody that you know that is sick or somebody that you know whose soul is in trouble, amen. I encourage you tonight to reach out while the word of God is going forth and grab and pull down what you need.
All right.
Amen. Pull it on down from the word of God. Amen. Because God is sending his word. Amen. It's up to us to reach out and grab what we need,
amen,
from the Lord. Amen. At this time, I introduce to you tonight the speaker of the hour in the person of Evangelist Maddie Edmonds.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We thank you for the song, for the testimony. We thank you for the words of encouragement. We thank you for the scripture, the song, for everything that has been said thus far. We pray that you will send your words, send your anointing. Let it reach some soul. Let some soul say, I am healed. I am saved. I am delivered. And we shall give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So, Lord, let us go quickly to the word of God from the book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, the first chapter. And I'm going to begin reading with verse 1. We have some more scriptures. And we'll go from there, if the Lord say the same. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, with all the saints which are in all Achaia. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus, Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. My title tonight, The God of All Comfort. My theme, He will comfort them that mourn. Glory to God. Sometimes down here, we have to mourn sometimes. We have to cry sometimes. We go through tests and trials and sufferings and many different situations in our lives. It doesn't matter whether you're saved or unsaved. We all are going through something in this life while we're on the face of this earth. But I believe Paul here was writing to the Corinthians, and he began to let them know. He said, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. I heard the word of God in Isaiah say, comfort ye my people. Glory to God. The people had gone through so much tribulation, trials, and God began to say to them, comfort ye my people. Glory to God. When God comforts you, it's like no other person can comfort you. Sometimes people, when they speak words to you, they might speak kind words, encouraging words, but when God himself began to comfort your soul, it's like no other person comforting you. Glory to God. You may be tested and tried and going through many sufferings. But when God stops by and begins to comfort your soul, glory to God, you will be comforted. He said in verse 4, who comforted us in all our tribulations. How many know that we're going through tribulation? We are going through tests and trials. We are going through something down here on the face of this earth. God is the one that comforts our soul. Yeah. And the Bible says, for as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, Paul was going through suffering, and they was abounding in us. He says, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And the word of God says, and whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same suffering which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. Glory to God. Paul was suffering, but it was for their consolation. And it was affliction that was coming to him. But he kept on working, and he kept on encouraging the people of God. He continued to strengthen the people of God, although he was partaker of the sufferings. Glory to God. I thank God today because he is a comforter. He consolates us. Hallelujah. He'll come to our rescue. See, sometimes we have to cry. We have to go down on bended knees and seek the God of our salvation. Even sometimes when Satan tried your very soul to cause you to doubt what God has done for you. Hallelujah. We have to go back and cry unto the Lord. We have to go back and wait on the Lord. I'm reminded of John the Baptist, when he was put in prison. He was being tried. He was going through his tribulation. He was about to die. Word of God. Hallelujah. And he was about to be beheaded for the sake of Christ. And he began to send some of his disciples unto Jesus and said, art thou the Christ, or should I look for another? And the reason he did that was because he began to doubt. Hallelujah. There was an element of doubt there. So he had to be sure before he lost his life that this was the Christ, the Son of the living God. And the Lord began to send back and tell him that I do cures. Hallelujah. And he began to assure him that he was the Christ, the Son of the living God. And John was able, hallelujah, to go on and be headed in comfort, knowing that Christ was on his side. Sometimes we have to go back and pray again. Hallelujah. When those tests and trials come upon us like a flood, we have to seek God for our salvation. And we have to call on the name of the Lord. Cry, cry unto the Lord. I'm reminded of David. Hallelujah. After he sinned, he had to go before God. He prayed both day and night. He didn't just pray for a week or two, but David had to pray for years. He prayed unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Waiting on God. Waiting for the Lord to deliver his soul, for the Lord to come to his rescue. But he kept on praying, and he kept on waiting, and he kept on crying unto the Lord. And after a while, the Lord began to move. Oh, glory! The Lord began to pour out of his spirit upon David. And David began to thank God and praise God for what he did for him, for how God delivered him. He said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and delivered him out of all of his troubles. Everything that he was going through, God delivered him. Hallelujah. But he had to cry. And sometimes we have to cry too. The tears roll down our face. Hallelujah. And we go in prayer, waiting on God, or bending knees, just waiting for the Lord God. Yes. Throw in the towel. Give up the race. But I believe the word of God. God will come and comfort our soul. He will come and give us strength. He will help us to overcome. He said in St. Luke 6:21, blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled.
Yes.
We have to hunger sometimes out here, going into fasting and praying, and we just have to wait right there until the Lord come to our rescue and deliver our soul. And when he comes, he brings comfort. He brings joy. He brings faith. Hallelujah. And we can glorify our God. But I'm reminded how Job, how he was going through suffering. And his friends began to come and look at Job. And they began to talk about Job. Hallelujah. Just like today, friends might come and look on you and see that you're going through something.
Yeah.
And the first thing will come to them is that you sin.
Uh-huh.
You not sin. You did something wrong. But that's all right. God knows. God knows all about it. He knows what you're going through. He knows how to comfort you. He will comfort you. Them that mourn, God will comfort you. Glory to God. If we just take it to Jesus, go to the Lord in prayer, seeking his face. The Bible said in St. Matthew 5:4, blessed, he said, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Those are the words of the Lord. Hallelujah. His word is filled with the seal. Glory to God. We can stand on God's word. We don't have to take down. We don't have to give in to Satan and his trick. And Job, he went on through his test. The skin worm was in his flesh. His flesh was open like an open wound. But Job continued to trust God. He didn't care what he was going through. He continued to keep his trust in the God of his salvation. And God, I said God, to his rescue, he delivered him. Hallelujah. Just like Jesus, he came to heal the brokenhearted, to comfort them that mourn. Hallelujah. That's what he did for us. He did it. He did it for those apostles. Hallelujah. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. Glory to God. He worked wonders. He worked miracles. And he's still working miracles. He's still healing. I don't care what malady of sickness or illness you might have. You might have an illness in your mind. Glory to God. But God, I said God is able to heal. He is a healer. He is a deliverer. He said, heal, and ye shall be healed. Save, and ye shall be saved. Glory to God. God can do these things, and he will do it. And he did it for Job. And at his end, Job was more blessed. He was more blessed in his end than he was in the beginning. God did it for him, for Dor. God made the way. God gave him more than he had before. And God can do the same today. The word of God said, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Not maybe, but shall be comforted. And God will do just what he said he will do. He's the God of all comfort. He's a consolator. The songwriter wrote a song and said, he consolates me. He's a consolator. Hallelujah. When you can't get nobody else to comfort you or speak words of comfort, God will comfort you. And he will speak to your soul and encourage your soul. I just thank God. He will comfort them that mourn. If you mourn, the Lord will comfort your very soul. I thank the Lord for his word on today. And at this time, there may be somebody that wants to be comforted of the Lord. You can be comforted. You may want to be healed. You can be healed. At this time, as we go to the Lord in prayer, we're going to ask Evangelist Cynthia to lead us in this prayer. And we're going to believe God together because he can do it. Glory to God. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we come to you this day. We thanking you for your grace, your mercy, your love, and your kindness. Thank you for your word, my God. Oh, my Father, we thank you for the comforter, my God, within the Holy Ghost, my God, that you sent unto us, Lord. We thank you tonight, my God. We give you thanks right now, Lord. Thank you for all things, Lord. You said in all things to give thanks, my God. And we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you because we believe you. We thank you because we trust you. We thank you because you are God. We thank you, my God, because you do all things well. We thank you right now, Lord. Look down on us with compassion, Lord. Oh, my
name. Oh, my God, continue to bless the speaking of the hour, God. Oh, my God, continue to anoint her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Send on strength, my God. Send on help, my God. Send on encouragement, Lord. Send the blessing down, Lord. Let it rain down, my God, in the name of Jesus. Open up the windows, God. Pour out the blessings, Lord. God, have your eternal way, Lord. Let your will be done, God. Oh, my God, bless this ministry, Lord. The gospel truth ministry entirety, God. Oh, Father, have your way, Lord. Oh, my God, prove thyself the more, Lord. In the name of Jesus, all of those that are on the prayer list, God, grant the petition, Lord, according to your will, God. Let your will be done in our lives, God. Oh, my God, help us to do thy will, my God. Upon all obstacles that's in our way, God, help us to do it anyway, God. Help us to be strong in the Lord, my God. In the name of Jesus, help us to stand tall, my God. Oh, my God, help us to be the bold soldier that you call, my God. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, tear down the barriers.
Glory to God. I believe Joe's friends came and looked on it.
And he said, miserable confidence, all ye all,
amen,
all of y'all that came to see me, you're just miserable.
Amen.
And that's how some people, they miserable, and they want you to be miserable too. But I refuse to be miserable,
amen,
along with them. And I refuse to rail. If they want to rail, go ahead and rail. But I'm going to praise God. Exalt his name. Hallelujah. And not give place to the devil. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not going to give place to the devil. I have to redeem the time. I tell you, God is good. I just thank him for the word. Thank him for those patience. For that double header. For the word coming to Evangelist Cynthia. I tell you, God is good.
Yes,
he knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation that they may be able to bear it. Once again, we thank God for this broadcast and for what he is doing.
Yes.
We want to say to you, we opened up the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission. It's located at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. If you'd like to come and be with us, we are here on Sunday afternoon at 12 p.m. Feel free to come and worship along with us. We will be glad to have you. And if you'd like to tune into this broadcast, as we stated before, you could dial in at 701-802-5175. And the access code is 5847-681 pound. Feel free to call in and worship the Lord with us in conference over the phone. We know we know God is good, and we are looking to him for greater blessings. And at this time, if there's no other remarks, if there's any other ministers on the line or evangelists that would like to say something, all you have to do is just switch on over, 701-802-5175, access code 5847-681 pound, and you can give remarks. Praise the Lord. So we thank the Lord for this opportunity. At this time, there's nothing else or no one else on the line. We're going to bring this broadcast to a close, and we look to be back again on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Join us. God bless you. Good night.